It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The public's agenda for public education is a new report on education in Michigan from the Ann Arbor think tank, the Center for Michigan. It looks into how a wide variety of citizens want, and conversely, may not want, to move education forward. The Center for Michigan says it had conversations with 7,500 people from late 2011 to last November. They also conducted a pair of large sample polls. To discuss the findings, Yvonne Kamal Kanul joins us. Yvonne's the superintendent of Lansing Public Schools, and Tom Watkins is Michigan's former state superintendent and is all about education policy. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. Thank you, Mark.
Before we run down the list of educational priorities, so our listeners know the different approaches, Yvonne, from your Lansing perspective, did anything take you by surprise in this report?
I was thrilled to see the report because it supports much of what I believe is important for us to move forward as a state in education. So I was very happy to see the report support and affirm what many of us are believing are the priorities for our state.
What part of the report did you like the most? Was the biggest payoff?
Well, there are actually two, and one is, of course, the expansion of early childhood, which is something that we all know is the most important thing we need to be doing. And the other one is improving teacher preparation. Both of those items are critical if we are to move forward into this new century.
And Tom Watkins, what was your first take on the report?
Well, again, like Yvonne, I commend the Center for Michigan for starting this important conversation. Look, the future of our state and nation are inextricably linked to the quality of our schools, and I think she hit the right tone on it. The teacher quality, at the end of the day, it's a quality teacher in front of a child. Rhetoric from Lansing has never educated a single child. It's a teacher that knows their subject matter, is passionate about it, and will walk on hot coals in order to assure a child gets the education they need and deserve to thrive in this knowledge-based economy. And the other, which I think we're going to see in the governor's upcoming budget, is more investment in the early years. Brain researchers say that 85% of the human brain is developed in the first five critical years of life, and it's the best economic investment that we can make in education. A Nobel Prize-winning economist has shown that the best investment we can make in terms of a return for society is investing in those early years for preschool quality education.
Let's run down the list of the public's priorities. Again, this was meant to get at what the public thinks about public education. Here are the three at the top out of eight total. Top of the list, number one, provide stronger support to educators in the classroom. Second, improve teacher preparation, raise the bar for entry into education degree programs, require deeper mastery of the subjects teachers teach, and institute tougher standards for teacher certification. And third, intensify early childhood education. Expand access to publicly funded preschool and other early childhood programs to greatly increase at-risk students' reading and math. Yvonne Kamal Kanul, did it surprise you that providing stronger support to educators was at the very top of the list, especially in light of the criticism that the profession is subject to?
No, I actually was quite pleased to see that the public speaks on behalf of education in the state of Michigan. I kind of wish the legislature would as well. But if I might, Mark, go to the early childhood issue. We all know that early childhood education, as Tom said, is the most important investment. And in Lansing, we actually restructured and reconfigured our entire school district, all 21 schools that we have, into a pre-K-3. We have 12 pre-K-3 schools so that we could focus on that particular cohort group with teachers who want to work with that cohort group and with a professional development focus on the pre-K to third grade years, which are the early childhood years. And so there are ways in which to address this in a structural way that the Lansing School District has chosen to do.
We'll move to next to you, Tom Watkins. Let's move to number two on the list, improve teacher preparation, raise the bar for entry into education degree programs, demand greater subject mastery and tougher standards for teacher certification. We got a lot stricter very suddenly there. The honeymoon is over. Provide more support to require tougher standards for teachers. Tom, is the public right on this one? And if they are, how much higher does the bar need to go?
Look, in any endeavor, quality matters. And having quality teachers in front of our children is the most important thing that we can do. And we need to take a look at the source, the beginning. And that is our teacher preparation program. Who gets into the programs, what they learn, what skills they hold once they leave that program is absolutely critical to the future of our state and our nation. At the end of the day, if a teacher doesn't know what they're doing, they're not going to be able to make the impact that we need to have, because the children in Lansing are not just competing against the kids in Okemos or East Lansing or Wisconsin or Ohio. They need to be prepared to collaborate, to compete with the children in the world, and that starts with high-quality teachers.
Third on the list, intensify early childhood education. So much media attention to this support, yet it ranked third. I don't know quite what to make of that. They say expand access to publicly funded preschool and other early childhood programs to greatly improve at-risk students' reading and math. I would have guessed, arguably, that could have ended up on the top of the list, just in terms of media buzz and how much people are talking about that. Yvonne, you want to comment?
Yeah, actually, Mark, I think and I participated in these conversations that were held around the state, and one of them here in Lansing. And many of the people, when they heard early childhood education, they really focused on the pre-K years of four-year-olds, three- and four-year-olds.
Right.
And I think maybe people don't understand that early childhood really, from the research standpoint, goes all the way to 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds in terms of how we look at instruction and how we organize our schools and organize our instructional strategies. So perhaps people were thinking that 3 and 4 was a little too early to leave the nest and go to school, and may have thought that early childhood only meant for those that age group.
Tom Watkins, do you like Lansing's model for the pre-K through 3 setup, that cohort?
Well, look, there's not a single model. We need to stop looking at public education the way Henry Ford looked at cars back in the 20th century, saying that you can have any color car you want as long as it's black. Today, with technology, with individualization, there's no reason why we cannot personalize education. In fact, what we have in for special ed, an IEP, an individual education plan, for each and every child. So there doesn't need to be a Lansing model. There needs to be many models that will move us along the pathway to success for all of our children.
We are going to continue this conversation here on the to begin the second half of our program. Tom Watkins, former state school superintendent, and Yvonne Kamal Kanul, superintendent for Lansing Schools. Hang on, we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Current state on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you very much for joining us. The Public's Agenda for Public Education is a new report on education in Michigan from the Center for Michigan, the Ann Arbor-based think tank. It looks into how a wide variety of citizens want to move education forward, and it basically ranked 8 educational initiatives or priorities, and it examined the support for all of those. And we've looked at the top of the list here with Lansing School Superintendent Yvonne Kamal Kanul and Tom Watkins, our former state school superintendent and education policy expert, and we welcome both Yvonne and Tom back to Current State. Just to revisit the top of the list of the public's priorities here for our listeners who just tuned in. The three at the top, provide stronger support to educators in the classroom. Second, improve teacher preparation. Third, intensify early childhood education. Let's look at the rest of the list of the 8 educational priorities. And again, as we move down the list, this is less public support as we move down the list. 4th, hold educators more accountable. Accountability. 5th, reduce class sizes. 6th, change the school calendar. 7th, increase school choice. And 8th, expand online learning. Now, from this order, Yvonne Kamal Kanul, are policymakers on the same page as the public?
Well, it actually doesn't appear to be that way. I think perhaps holding educators accountable, we're in sync on that, since we have a priority schools agenda and NCLB under Tom's watch. I had the opportunity to work for and with Tom at the Department of Ed, and Tom talked about the moral imperative of NCLB, and we all agree that we need to hold our educators more accountable for the results. And so I think we're in sync on holding educators more accountable. I was a little surprised to see, a disconnect between the expanding online learning from the policy that seems to be going on right now with anytime, anyplace, anywhere, with the public's perception. There seems to be a disconnect there. And expanding school choice, apparently, and we learned this through NCLB when parents had a choice to leave their schools and go to other schools. They didn't take that advantage. So I think we're not in sync with the two with regard, the public is not in sync with the legislature and the policymakers with regards to increasing school choice and expanded online learning.
And Tom Watkins, I'll ask you the same question. Are policymakers on the same page as the public? And by the way, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Well, leadership matters, and certainly we should listen to the citizens, and that's a valuable exercise. But at the same time, I think we need to take the great Wayne Gretzky's approach to some of education reform. And when he was asked what made him so great, he said he skates to where the puck will be, not to where the puck is. And I think that we need more pioneers and fewer settlers when it comes to education policy in this state. So we should push the envelope when quality is our objective. As an example, on e-learning, I wrote a report in 2005 called The New Education Revolution, E-Learning for Michigan. And it's evolved since then. We needed more, not just e-learning. It's not taking the same curriculum and just digitizing it, throwing it up on a computer and expecting the child to learn. That's not what I'm talking about. But using technology to personalize education is something that we should be exploring. There's a great program called WAY program that stands for Widening Advancement for Youth, which is a blended e-learning program which enables to take the best of those quality teachers and using technology. And your listeners can view that at wayprogram.net. This is something that we should do, and we should really listen to our public, but at the same time, we need to innovate to educate as well.
Tom, you mentioned earlier that you do expect the governor to address increased education funding in his budget message next month. Did I hear you correctly?
I think what you're going to see is additional resources for quality preschool education. And that's something that I think the people across the state do support and should support, because it'll pay dividends not only for the child, our families, our communities, but our state and the nation. You don't build a strong house starting from the second floor and working down. You build a strong foundation and build up. And when we invest in those early years, it pays off for all of us.
Yvonne, you want to weigh in on that score as well?
Well, actually, I think there will be increased funding for pre-K education. However, I am hopeful that it is not at the expense of the K-12 system right now. And what I have heard is that the K-12 system will suffer some economic hardships in order to fund this.
Yvonne Kamal Kanul is superintendent of Lansing Public Schools. Tom Watkins is a former state school superintendent and education policy guru. We really appreciate your time here this morning.
Thank you so much, Mark, for the invitation. Great to hear you again, Tom.
It's always good to be with you, Yvonne. Take care.